There's a space crisis in the public airwaves. Cell phones and other wireless gizmos have packed the radio spectrum. Manufacturers want to offer new cell phones that include high-speed internet access, but many of the frequencies the devices need already are being used. NPR's Larry Abramson reports no one seems willing to give them up.
If the radio spectrum were a neighborhood, one of the toniest addresses would be 1.7 gigahertz. Don't worry, you don't have to know what that means. You just have to know that a powerful resident has lived there for many years. It's the U.S. military. Rear Admiral Robert Nutwell says the armed forces can't live just anywhere because all frequencies are not created equal.
This is a band that's ideal for mobile communications. It penetrates foliage and thin walls, things like that. And the military's mission, obviously, is inherently mobile. So it's a band that's particularly valuable to our mission.
Different frequencies are good for different purposes. And if this particular band is good for a mobile military, it's also useful for other mobile devices, like cell phones. In fact, the cell phone industry says that the military band is perfect for the next generation of mobile phones equipped for something known as 3G, the third generation of devices that are supposed to bring fast internet connections to your cell phone. Steve Berry of the Cellular Telecommunications Internet Association says this service will be so successful, even the military should be told to make way for it.
No one, including ourselves, should be guaranteed a home in certain spectrum, that it should go to the highest and most efficient use of the spectrum and economic return for the spectrum. And right now, wireless mobile uses are probably the highest and best economic use of this particular spectrum.
Big cell phone companies say the expected profits from the 3G business should cover what it would cost to move the military, but a recent report says that money isn't the only issue. There's really nowhere for the military to go. Rear Admiral Robert Nutwell says that military satellites cannot simply be retuned to another frequency, and it could be decades before these satellites can be replaced.
And it's very unlikely in our view that comparable spectrum would be able to be provided for any significant relocation. There's not a lot of spectrum lying around to be had.
Cell phone companies say if the military won't give up its spectrum, there are other neighborhoods where 3G services could live. One likely locale is just up the road at around 2.5 gigahertz. The only trouble is that location is also occupied. Educational broadcasters have been living there for decades, and they don't want to move either. Patrick Gossman of Wayne State University in Michigan says he's worried about growing pressure on educators to get out of the way. Gossman says a cell phone industry lobbying blitz has convinced some regulators that 3G must go ahead no matter what.
Basically, they did a snow job, tied all kinds of things to the wonders of third-generation mobile cell phones. And we're seeing now that was a lot of hype.
Gossman says it's not really clear that consumers want or need advanced services on their cell phones. Meanwhile, Gossman says educators are already providing a valuable service, sending out educational TV programs to folks who can't get to a school. They are also using their broadcast licenses to offer a special brand of wireless internet access known as fixed wireless. This is different from 3G for your phone. It's much faster, but it only works on devices that stand still, like your personal computer. Gossman says this would be great for educators.
I think it would be a shame to kill off fixed wireless broadband to make room for more cell phones that right now are being advertised to allow you to order pizza from the corner or check your stock quotes or to play games.
Cell phone companies have a big stick in this argument. They say there will be dire economic consequences if regulators don't make room for 3G. Howard Woolley works for Verizon, the biggest cell phone company in the country.
In Europe and Asia, they're moving ahead on these 3G services. We don't want our customers to fall behind. And this is something that the customers have identified to us as things they want. We rolled out a smartphone recently. And so all we're really asking for is sort of smart policies to support that phone.
Government agencies are set to decide this summer just how to make space for 3G. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.